What it is, what's good? Welcome to another episode of Gem Talk. So, how are you guys? I hope you're having a beautiful day, beautiful night, whatever time you're listening to this too. It's currently 10:27 p.m. and let me tell you. So, I've realized that I always have like this down period where I'm like super down, where I just wanna stay to myself. I don't want to hang out anymore as much as I want to, like as much as I wanted to in the past. I just want to stay to myself, and it's like, it's I don't know how I feel about it. It feels good, but it's also like sometimes you want to talk to someone, but I'm someone that self-reflects a lot. So it's like, I'm an open book. I'll be telling everyone my business, but sometimes like people think they know me, but they don't really know me, because the thoughts I have, like, and everything, I really keep them to myself. Like the genuine deep thoughts that I have, I keep them to myself. And that's why Gem Talk has become a therapy for me, because it's my safe space. It's a space where I can talk. And honestly, how have I been? I feel like every year between January to like April, February, I get very down and I don't want to talk to anyone. I just want to sleep. But I'm like, why do you always feel like that? And maybe it's because the pressure of the new year. I'm someone that always like really like puts pressure on myself, and if I'm not where I want to be, like I'm my own parent in my head, so then I really beat myself down, and it's not nice. Like, it's not fun to live with, but I think I'm in a space where I'm genuinely realizing how much not knowing your worth can cost you. And I'm kind of disappointed in my old self. Like, yes, she didn't know better, and now I know better, I'm trying to do better, whatever, but being in a space where you finally see your potential for what it is, and finally see your assets, finally see your talents, finally see your beautiful personality for what it is, rather than not seeing it like you did before, it's like, whoa, how did I move? How did I sleep on myself for so long? That's just really how I'm thinking right now, because it's like, when I was younger, I was very confident. And then I went through a phase where I was not, because I was surrounded by people that brought me down a lot. And I'm someone that I love so much, and I chose to love the wrong people often. And these people just wanted to say a bunch of dumb shit about me. I guess that kind of ruined my confidence a lot. And I realized how much it ruined it today. Because when you like let yourself be in the hands, or stay in the hands of people that do not know your value or your worth, you're kind of like deconstructing all the self-love that you may have or may not have had when you were younger. They're literally bringing your walls down, but the wrong walls down. So then when you circle back and like you're finally in a space where it's like, okay, I'm gonna take myself seriously, I'm gonna take my goals seriously, like I'm just gonna do it. But that's when you realize how much baggage you've held for so long. And I think I'm at that space, because a lot of like I'm an extrovert, so like I'm not shy, but sometimes I am shy, so I don't know, I'm between the two. But I've always plan things. Like, I plan open mic nights. I've had a woman empowerment group. I've, like, I'm seeing all over TikTok people joining, like with their friends to make vision boards. But I was, like, 19 telling, like, women I didn't even know to come over and, like, be in a group where we just have brunch and create vision boards. Like, I've done that at 19, bro. I've been doing that. So it's, like... But it's like, I don't know how to say it, but it's like, it's now that I actually take myself seriously. Because back then I used to do that for fun, because that's just my source. That's just the type of person that I am. Creating events, like, I love to gather people. I love to have fun. That's just always been who, it's always been who Ruby actually is. But now that I'm taking it seriously and making it my... making my purpose my way of making money, it's like, damn, I really have to. It's never, I feel like it was never about the physical things that you could do, I guess. Like, I don't know how to explain it right now because I'm just talking and thinking at the same time. But to be honest, I truly believe that anything that revolves around, like, achieving your dream goals, achieving your dream, whatever, is not about physical work. It is about physical work, but before being about physical work, it's about your mental and your inner work. Because I've always had the tools to become the person that I've always wanted to become. I've had the knowledge. I was always ahead of my time. I have the will. I have the dedication, but I never had the, I never did the inner work. And let me tell you, doing the inner work is hard. What the hell? Like, it is so hard. And I'm someone that doesn't allow me to fail. So I guess, like, I'm kind of talking to myself at the same time right now, because I don't know why I'm so scared. And I become so scared that I overthink, and then I just shut down. And I'm like, I do not want to open my phone. I do not want to plan anything. And I just, it's like I'm fighting myself because I'm scared to disappoint myself. I'm just scared. And fear is such a scary thing. Even, like, I don't want to be scared. It takes so much energy to be scared and not do what you want to do. But it also is so scary to just do what you want to do. So I don't know. That's where I'm at right now. Like, it's January 9th. And I feel like I always put pressure on myself without even noticing. I'm like, okay, new year, new me. Like, I need to do better and da da da. But I'm putting extra pressure right now because the mistakes I did in the past and what I've allowed in the past is something that I cannot, for my own health, cannot continue. It's so hard to disassociate from who you previously were. It's so hard to, like... like, for example, I'm not saying smoking weed is bad. Well, I don't know. I'm not trying to invite you guys to smoke weed, but I used to smoke a lot. Everyone that knows me, it was a part of my personality at that point. And in December 1st, 2022, I decided to stop just randomly. I'm like, I don't want to do it anymore. And I realized why I was doing it and how, like, it was something I was depending on to stop feeling the strong emotions that I was feeling. Because right now I'm freaking out about life. And every time I get to those times where I'm overthinking intensely, I'm like, okay, I need to smoke. But it's like, no, maybe pray, like, what? And it's like, I realized how I actually depended on it a lot. Like, and me, when I crave something, oh my gosh, you guys are probably gonna think I'm a crackhead, but me, when I when I crave something, like, I can smell it. And it's like, I've been smelling it. And I'm like, no, like, I can't. It would be so stupid of me, knowing that my goal is to actually work on myself. It would be so stupid of me to depend on something that's from the outside of myself to help my inner self. I don't know how to explain it, but I hope you guys understand. Yeah, man. I don't know, like, it's just a scary road. But I guess I'm just trying to tell you guys that don't do what I did. Don't do it. Like, work on yourself as much as you can. Like, don't ignore your feelings. Do not be there for others while you've never been there for yourself. Take the time to do the inner work. And for days, like, I've been waking up in a bad mood, because when you know your worth, also, like, you know the places you don't want to go to anymore. Like, old Ruby didn't care. She gave her time to anything. Like, she didn't give her time to anything. Let me not do old Ruby like that. But old Ruby, like, didn't think that far, because it's like, she didn't believe in herself to think that far, in a sense where it's like, oh, she'd just do anything, I don't know how to say it. Like, I guess when you know your worth, you know the places you don't want to be in. You know the people you do not want to speak to or to be associated with. You know the things you want to represent. You know the type of work you would allow yourself to do, the type of pay you would allow yourself to have. And it's like, right now I'm living old Ruby's life in new Ruby's mentality, and I don't like it. So it's like, my reality doesn't reflect who new Ruby is. And I feel like with all this manifesting videos, these videos that are explaining people's breakthroughs about, oh, I had $40 last year and now I have $1 million this year. Like, it was so easy. I know people are not going to talk about, like, the struggles or whatever, like that. But it is hard. It is hard. And I'm not saying it's impossible to achieve the craziest goals that you have. It's just hard. And I feel like I just have to be real with myself, because right now I have to untangle or, like, break down all the habits that old Ruby had in order to step into the new version of myself. And it's scary, because this was my life for a long time. Now I have to trust this new person that came to me, like, this new personality that I decided to have. I don't know. And I'm just being real right now. Like, I'm just being real. Like, I believe in myself. I know that I can achieve anything that I put my mind into. But right now, as I'm talking to you guys, I just know that it's not that easy. But it is possible. But let's talk about how it's not that easy. I feel like no one talks about it. I don't want to be negative. I don't think I'm being negative right now. I think I'm being realistic, because I'm someone that's always been so positive. I'm always there to give you positive advice. But I feel like I need to be true too, like, to myself. Like, it's not always roses and rainbows. And me, I hate when stuff are not roses and rainbows. Like, when it's a snowstorm, when it's a rainstorm, when it's a tsunami or whatever, I run away. I don't even want to look at it, because I just want my roses. But right now, I have no choice but to sit in that tsunami and watch it go. I guess there's beauty in that. And I know that a lot of people are living this right now. I know that a lot of people are going to live it. I know that a lot of people lived it. So it's not something that I can't survive. Because Destiny's Child said, I'm a survivor. I'm not going to give up. Yep. And it's like, yeah, I'm a survivor. I'm not going to give up, because that's what they said. Oh, Lord. I feel like a lot of my episodes don't even have, like, proper structure. But we just besties over here. We talking, you know? I don't want to give myself that pressure. Anyways, yeah, so I have to like deconstruct whatever old Ruby was on and like live like new Ruby. But it's like old Ruby doesn't know better than this. Like, she doesn't want to let go. She doesn't want to let go because this new world, it's like, who said that this new world existed? And the new Ruby's like, girl, it exists. Like, let me show you. So I guess what I could tell you guys, if you are going through this, like, what's helping you right now, like, after recording this episode, I'm going to just write. I'm just going to write in my journal. Not on some diary shit, like, oh, dear diary, no. Like, I want to know how I feel, why I feel like that, and move on to the better and find solutions without putting pressure on myself. So I guess what I would tell you is listen to your heart. Admit to yourself what it is you're scared of. Because also a lot of independent and strong women, like women that have always had no choice but to be independent and figure it out on their own, I can't be scared. I can't be sad. I just got to figure it out. But sometimes you're blocking yourself from even figuring it out because you're not being true to yourself. You're not being real with yourself. That's what I'm doing right now. And for 3 days, I've been waking up, falling asleep. I told myself, I don't even want to pray. I don't even want to write anything. I don't want to face it. I don't want to face it. But failing, crying, being frustrated, being uncomfortable, they're all signs of transformation. Because it's as corny as this, like the butterfly that starts as a caterpillar. Like, you know that caterpillars mad uncomfortable in that little cocoon before they become that beautiful butterfly. And me, what I don't like and what I'm scared of is how long my transformation is going to take, because I need it to be tomorrow. I need it to be done by tomorrow. You know what I mean? But it's God's plan, God's speed. So, got to deal with that, but it's uncomfortable. Just blooming is uncomfortable. And sometimes the comfort is something you cannot romanticize. You just really got to go through it. It's like, ooh, I know a good example. I'm growing my hair right now. Like, I'm done being a baldy, sorry. And like the baldies know. When you're trying to grow your hair out, there's that awkward stage, like, with your hair. Like, where that awkward level that your hair gets to, and you're like, what do I do with this? You can't get braids. Can't do anything because your hair's not that long. And it's like, you really have to figure out something that can make you look like the baddest because, yeah, you really have to figure it out. So, I guess, I have no choice but to have that awkward hair phase to grow my hair out and finally be able to do the hairstyles that I want to do, like braids, twists, anything, butterfly locks, like, what? In the time span that I've been a baldy, I've missed so many, like, trending hairstyles, and I can't wait to try them all. But, yeah, man. It is what it is, man. It is what it is. It's not what it's not. And I guess I can't be scared to take that step forward because I'm walking with God. I'm walking with the prayers of my grandmother. I'm walking with the prayers of my mother. I'm walking with the prayers of my sister, my dad, like all the people that love me, that have seen me grow, that have accepted me for everything that I am. So, is failure really a thing? Or just, you know, I'm in my cocoon right now. I don't know. I know that one day I'm gonna listen to this episode and be like, wow, I did not remember that I felt like this. Like, last year, I saw a video that I took before recording one of my podcast episodes that got me recruited for Love Island, and that day I did not know. That day I was really like trying really hard with my podcast, paying hundreds of dollars to get my podcast rolling. And little did I know, recording that one episode would have gotten me a great opportunity. So I can't, why would I stop now? You don't know where your future is going to take you. I mean, you don't know where your decisions will take you. Like, that one thing you do today can bring you, like, so far in life, but in 10 years. I recorded that episode, dropped it. A month later, got recruited. A month later, got it was official that I was leaving Montreal. And then a month later, a couple weeks later, I was in DR for 2 months. It's January 9th. I don't even know what the hell I'm going to do on February 9th. So, like, there's nothing to worry about, but I'm still going to worry because that's who I am. But I guess that's what I wanted to tell you guys. Like, this is the real side of growth. Sometimes you can't romanticize growth. Like, it's not cute. Like, I don't find it cute. But what I do find cute, actually, in this is the fact that I can be my own best friend. That I can hold my hand, tell the old version of myself that everything will be okay. Even if it's ghetto right now. I'm walking. I'm going through the battle. And I'm not giving up because, well, how can I lose if I'm already chose? Like, Ice Spice said it, bro. You know, that's really how simple it is. But yeah, I hope you have a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful week. And I hope that my words resonated with you. And I hope that I didn't, like, bring you down. Because I am telling you everything is possible. But I'm also telling you it's okay to feel how you feel. It's okay to not see roses and rainbows right now. So go through the storm. Do the prayers you need to pray about. Like, you know, write whatever you need to write about. Meditate. Breathe. Take some time off social media. Stop talking to your friends for a day or so. Just kill all the noise so that your mind doesn't go that crazy. That's exactly what I'm going to do. So, yeah. Sending you so much love. And if you ever need anyone, let me know. Message me on the podcast Instagram and I'll be there for you. Bye.